It's getting close to time to deliver a crop to the elevator. Farmers are anxious about long-term demand for their crop.
I think there's huge frustration. I seen it at the meeting this morning. Interesting enough, a non-related call over lunch from a person from Medina that said that there's no hope for my next generation of farmers here because I can't get a price in the marketplace. So my banker is telling me I can't probably borrow any additional capital. So bankers are frustrated. Farmers are frustrated. I think there's a huge number of people that are extremely worried about where the prices are going to be.
North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney joined a group of 30-plus, including North Dakota farmers, in a meeting with congressional staffers to talk trade on Monday. Watney says farmers attending the meeting expressed concern about the loss of trade abilities with China.
What about next year? This thing's not going to get fixed that quick. Are you going to send us money next year? And, of course, nobody really knew the answer to that because that's not in the cards at this time.
North Dakota Soybean Growers Association Executive Director Nancy Johnson also attended the meeting. She says many soybeans aren't marketed and elevators aren't giving out signals they want to see soybeans. Johnson says there are no clear answers for farmers.
Farmers are thinking about lots of stuff, and I asked if people were thinking about building some bins. A few people were, but somebody in the audience said they looked at building bins, you know, like in March when this all started to become bubble up, and the bin company said the price was up 5% due to the steel tariffs. Now the price is up 15% due to the steel tariffs. So even if a farmer wanted to build storage as an option to not sell into a less than break-even market, then that's a really expensive alternative. You know, that's another thing that came out.
One farmer attending the meeting tells the Red River Farm Network not many details were given on USDA's aid package, a potential short-term solution for growers in trade uncertainty. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.